Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Shooting at O'Hare Airport in Chicago. It happened outside Terminal 2 on the street outside. ABC's Christian Pico is there.
Chicago police say several people got into some sort of fight shortly before 1 o'clock this morning. And at some point, someone pulled out a gun and shot a 25-year-old man at least twice.
The victim receiving wounds to his lower body is in stable condition at a nearby hospital. Another person is being interviewed right now. There are no access for travelers wanting ground transportation or to pick up their bags at O'Hare. The Trump steel and aluminum tariffs, 25% now in effect. His seesawing tariffs and threats of them jolting the stock market over the past week. The president says this is a transition period and will eventually lead to more U.S. manufacturing jobs. The House has passed a continuing resolution that'll keep the government funded until the end of September. Senate Democrats will be needed if the Republicans hope to advance it to President Trump's desk. This is ABC News. A congressional hearing cut short when a Republican lawmaker refused to call the first openly trans member of Congress by her preferred pronouns.
During a meeting of the House Foreign Relations Subcommittee, Texas Representative Keith Self, the Republican chair, identifying the first openly transgender representative, Delaware's Sarah McBride, as Mr. McBride. He did it twice. Massachusetts Representative Bill Keating said he would not continue the meeting unless Self called McBride by her preferred pronoun. Self quickly adjourning the meeting. Later on social media, Self writing, quote, "It is the policy of the United States to recognize two sexes, male and female." Dave Packer, ABC News.
McBride did not comment after the hearing. Convicted killer Scott Peterson sentenced to life for killing his wife and unborn child in 2022. Hurt, he had to be treated for injuries sustained after he and another inmate got into a fight after a very contentious game of pickleball at the Mule Creek State Prison in California. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
You don't have to be obsessed with math in order to love Pi Day. Pi Day, 3.14, plus a bunch of other numbers that last forever, but 3.14, it is Pi Day. And you can celebrate Pi Day at the Mathnasium of East Appleton. They're having an open house, or a party, some would say. There's going to be snacks, games, pie-related activities, and everyone is welcomed. Friday, March 14th, from 4 till 6, get your Pi Day on. Go to WISS.FM and click events to find out more.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Brewers beat the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-7 win over the Cubs out in Arizona. Home runs by Jake Bowers, Vinny Capra, Reese Hoskins. Right-hander Brandon Woodruff pitched against a Padres minor league team, gave up 3 runs in 3 innings in his first appearance since having shoulder surgery 17 months ago.
The changeup's got a long way to go, but all the other stuff is pretty much right where I want it.
NFL defensive back Eric Stokes is leaving the Packers. The former first-round pick signing a 1-year deal with the Raiders worth $4 million. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Pacers 115-114 in Indy. Giannis missing a game-winning shot at the buzzer. And the Bucks mourning the loss of former player and part owner Junior Bridgman, who died after suffering a heart attack at a Boy Scouts luncheon in Louisville.
I mean, when you think about it, he is the exact model that the league should use every day when they're talking to our young players. So, tough day. Just really a tough day.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Robert Redford has come out of retirement to make his first acting appearance in 6 years. The 88-year-old will appear on an episode of AMC in Dark Winds. Redford is also an executive producer, along with Game of Thrones producer George R.R. Martin. Redford will appear on episode 1 of season 3, which will air this coming Sunday night. Redford requested his scenes be shot on a closed set due to his insistence on appearing in his altogether. The show Dark Winds is set in the 1970s and follows a Navajo police unit. The show's director, Chris Ayer, said as Redford's fellow executive producer, George R.R. Martin, will also have a cameo in the first episode of season three. He added that the season three executive producer cameos were part of the plan since season one. He also admitted that despite Redford being a phenomenal and supportive producer, the idea of directing the legendary actor really freaked him out. New episodes of Dark Winds drop on AMC Sunday nights. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 47 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 58 by Friday. Partly cloudy with a high of 63. Rain and wind on Saturday with rain eventually changing to snow late Saturday night into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Our old friend Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio will be along to talk about the Protecting Justice for All conference, which will air on Civic Media, along with Trevi Olson. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. Not a bad week.
No, last night was great with the girls.
Yeah. No, that was great, man. UW Green Bay women's basketball, congratulations.
Yeah.
Tied at halftime. Yeah. And then really poured it on in the second half. They're going to the NCAA tournament. There's something special about when it's on ESPN or a nationally televised thing, and that's your team on the national TV
right.
stage.
That's always cool.
Which is really cool.
I like that when they announce Green Bay on the national weather.
Absolutely. I don't know. There's something about that. Because the Packers are a whole different entity.
Oh, yeah. I know that. That's every day. This is just special.
You know,
yeah. This is
yeah.
where we're not. It's kind of new space.
Yeah.
You know? I think that's great that they give us shoutouts.
And it hasn't happened so many times that we're used to it. It's always cool.
No, I mean, the boys NCAA, when was that?
Like, which year? I mean, it's been a few years.
Right. I mean, doesn't happen very often. Is
no,
my
that's
point.
What that's, I mean. Yeah.
That, whereas the girls, I mean, the women's, I should say, is up there more. But
anyway,
yeah, because you remember that when.
Absolutely.
And that's a lot of, like you said,
absolutely.
A lot of coverage. Why do you like ESPN better then?
Well, no, I just mean it's just, you know, that's the biggest platform.
Oh, I see.
You know, that is for sports, that is the biggest platform. You know, they could be on the Peacock Network or the whatever where they have all these other games. Paramount, I don't even know anymore.
I'm impressed.
The Dumont Network. You remember the name of the Dumont Network?
Yes,
way back
I do.
In the day?
Yes, I do. There's so many. It's going to be so hard to follow the NFL over the next few years in a lot of ways. I think locally they still have that thing or a local station.
Has to carry it
through the NFL. But if you don't live around here and you're a big Packer fan.
Well, that would be a pay-per-view, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, that I never thought that would happen.
Yeah.
Pay-per-view in the NFL.
What do you think? Is that going to affect people watching, or are they going to shell out the money for
Remember
it?
Remember when they tested that one game?
No.
They did a test with Kansas City, and there's all this stuff on internet, Facebook and stuff, you know, boycott, and the ratings are higher.
Yeah,
people are going to pay. It's
easy
not crazy.
To say.
I wouldn't pay. I'm done with football. And then your team has a chance to
but
run the
I would not pay for any other game. There's a lot of games I'd watch for as regular TV, but that I'm not going to. And I think it's only like $7, but still, you know.
Times 30. Yeah,
16 weeks or 17
right.
weeks. But, you know, okay. Ooh, Kansas City's playing Pittsburgh with Aaron Rodgers as quarterback.
I would
maybe that one I would pay for. I'm back up.
That one you got to back up. No, I understand what
Denver
you're saying.
Denver against Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How about the Aaron Rodgers thing, huh?
Now what?
Looks like he's going to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is trading for one of the best wide receivers in the NFL in Metcalf.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's already got the other good wide receiver there. But here's the deal. They're both head cases. They're both big-time head cases. give me the ball, give me the ball, give me the ball kind of guys.
Don't you think that coach is like old school a little bit?
I was just going to say, how is he going to deal with that? Because he's kind of
old school. You know? Has he been there forever?
He's probably the last of the hardline old school guys.
What is that? Is it Tomlin?
Tomlin, yeah.
He's not touchy-feely.
No. I like him a lot.
I do, too.
Little Forrest Gregg in him, but he's just really... Remember that?
I don't know about that.
Some guy took a play off or something.
I made Forrest Gregg laugh twice in press conferences.
On purpose, though?
Yeah. Okay. It's like two times I ever remember. The Milwaukee Journal even wrote a little excerpt about it. One of it was somebody asked him, he said, Coach, how bad do you want this win? He goes... I know what it was. This one player, I forget, Walter Stanley or somebody. He said, Coach, what are the players, how are they feeling about? And somebody else Walter said he would whip his mother to beat the Bears this week. Jeez. And I agree 100%. And I go, that you'd beat Walter Stanley's mother? Wow. Yeah. That went over pretty well.
Why that guy I just remember him as a kid.
Tough.
Just no... Real personality, just, you know.
Hardcore.
Yeah, he was hardcore.
Hardcore. Old school. But, I didn't, okay, my first day of covering the Packers was draft day of 1984. So that was his first real big day in Green Bay as far as doing something. And I was talking, you know, even during that first, and that was back in the day when they used to start at like 6 in the morning for the draft and go all day for like 17 rounds. It was incredible. Go like from 6 in the morning till midnight.
Wow.
Then you'd be back in the next morning by about 8 o'clock, you know, doing the post, you know, wrap up and everything. And I remember one of the first questions somebody asked him about, well, you draft this guy, he's got an injury history. You think we don't do our due diligence? Why do you come in here, Johnny, come lately telling us? And it was like, whoa. Who is this? And somebody told me that Judge Perrins told. His, you know, he made the whole call, I guess, but he didn't talk about the board or whatever. He ruled. And he really hated the lack of discipline with the team. And so many people were saying that's why they went after Forrest Gregg. But here's the ironic part. So they do that, and then what happens? You get the Mossy Cade situation, you get the James Lofton situation, you get the Eddie Lee Ivory situation. You can talk all you want about the old school, hard Vince Lombardi, whatever, but that generation of guys, they were going to do it. You got to understand, that was the first generation of guys where it's like, we're making really good money now. I'm not driving a beer truck in the offseason like Forrest Gregg did.
We're movie
when
stars.
When he played. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And that line just wasn't working.
Yeah. I think what you said, though, about Tomlin, who is, maybe he's not Forrest Gregg, but he's, I think he's old school, though, right?
That's very safe much. To say. No school. BS. I still think of when Chandra Johnson was in here, you know, the basketball coach.
Yeah.
And she says, I tell these kids, I don't play games. You come, you walk on this court. Right. It's 100% business. Do whatever you want. You come here. We don't play. And that was kind of the way they were.
Yeah, so that's my point is that.
That's right, Tomlin is.
I think those guys were, you know, they went off the reservation, did stuff that's kind of illegal, but. This Rodgers stuff, that's a head case. Do you think he's going to tolerate that?
But I've seen over the years, they have a little, like, you know, man crush a little bit between Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers.
Yes,
you've seen them kind of look at each other on the field and kind of, you know.
I agree with that. What Tomlin had, I mean, Ben Roethlisberger was a heck of a quarterback, but he had horrible off-the-field issues.
Yeah.
I mean, horrific. I'm surprised he was ever allowed back in the NFL. I think somebody got bought off. Somebody got about $3 million.
But that's not Aaron Rodgers.
No, but what I'm saying, so he's used to dealing with some big-time distractions.
Yeah, right.
Okay, big-time distractions. What I'm saying is with Rodgers, what he does, though, is he brings that crap to the field, to the locker room. You know, Ben Roethlisberger did these things in the offseason at a golf tournament and all these things. What Rodgers has such a knack to do is go on that Pat McAfee show and different things and throw out these things and then walk away like, what?
Al Michaels said that he loves playing with the media.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
Yeah. And that's different than.
Exactly. That off the field stuff in the offseason.
And I don't know.
Because then that brings, you know, it's not hard enough on the day to day you're getting ready to play the Chiefs or the Broncos or whomever. Plus, you bring that stuff into the locker room. Yeah. That's the part that drives guys crazy.
As a head coach, would you rather deal with some guy who occasionally breaks the law or a diva? You know what I mean, John? If you had your choice.
I'd take the diva. What would you take?
I would occasionally break the law.
I would, because it'd be a little bit more discipline, incentives
right.
not to.
But
those divas, they're not going to change that.
No, and you're correct about that. I'm just going to say this, though. The NFL, when guys do stuff off the field, you're not in control of that anymore. You can kind of control that locker room and the whatever, okay? You can't control the NFL hierarchy these days if somebody does something off the field, what they're going to do to him. So at least it's in your house where that guy's causing those problems.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And you just have to hope that for those 60 minutes on Sunday, you know, that's all put aside, you know?
I think that's a little easier said than done, and I think that's going to be really interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how he handles that. What's the word I'm looking for? Apprehensive about it.
I would be too. Not even a question. And did you notice there weren't a lot of teams going after Aaron Rodgers? Remember, I said I thought he was going to go to the Raiders.
Yeah,
then they made a trade for Geno Smith, so that's gone. All these teams, you know, Rodgers is kind of running out of options. He's kind of, that's his last half decent one. I mean, looks like the Steelers have said, listen, we're bringing in the highest ranked wide receiver that's available right now.
Didn't the Jets just try that?
They did. Well, with his guys, with the Packers guys. You know, they brought in Davante Adams, Randall Cobb. I hope Randall Cobb is done. That has been such a bleep and pony show for the last 5 years. He gets trotted out. Everywhere Rodgers goes, he gets trotted out. And a nice guy, wonderful guy. Mm-hmm. But at some of these guys, it's like, really? And you're going to get hurt. You know you're going to get hurt. It's Groundhog Day. It's that same story over and over and over.
To do that, you just take it on water.
Exactly. You know, come on. How many times do you get, you know?
I agree. But what I like about Randall Cobb is he's such a good guy.
Wonderful
guy.
I'm almost a little bit embarrassed for him, kind of, because with Rodgers, it's just like, you know, well, you wouldn't have a job if this guy, you know, and he's taking somebody's job. Yeah. You know, you got to realize you go into that locker room and there's some other guy there that's been whatever. Randall Cobb is taking his job, not because of what he's going to do on the field, but because Aaron Rodgers wanted him to take that guy's job.
Yeah. And Ryan, right? We met him, talked to him at that Verizon event.
Yeah.
Right. We had pictures taken. And the lady said to him, because, you know, he's under contract.
Well, he was at your re-election thing that night.
Yeah, he's just, and the lady said, well, it's not in your agreement, but would you, you know, do a Q&A? He's like, sure. You know, he just seems like a really nice guy. Like, he's not like, well, for another.
I will say this, though. I still remember something you told me. Maybe not, like back then. And how many years ago were we talking?
In confidence, careful. We're going to break?
Yeah, confidence. it's not a bad thing. But you told me, you said, I'm surprised how much he does off the field during the season. I remember you telling me, I can't do an event that he's not there. Are the coaches okay with that? Remember this?
Right. I do. And then the commercials and everything, too. Yeah. But it's just like, wow. You're paid for an annual salary. As long as the focus
is paid. No, you're not. You're paid for that season.
Oh, but
you're only paid for that season. Those weeks.
They break it into those weeks?
Checks. You don't start getting paid. You get your bonus in the offseason. You don't start getting a regular paycheck to the first regular season game.
No.
That's the way it works. And then you get your last one for the last regular season game.
Well, that's enough to carry you through the years, Mike.
Maybe
point.
If you budget right. The money. That Myles Garrett now, what he
I
got.
Saw that.
It's just.
Did you see it broken down by how much he's making a week? And, you know.
Yeah, like you said, where is this money coming? It's TV. I mean, it's billion-dollar contracts.
Boy. They got to know. I know. If it goes international and it's pay-per-view, then you're dealing with billions of people, not 300 million.
I was talking to Dom again, my son, yesterday, 6'5", 240, whatever. I said, I would be the only guy heading into his 68th birthday with an artificial hip who's still playing in the NFL. Back after this. When you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby. I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way?
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
In Wisconsin's Supreme Court election, your family's safety is on the line. Just ask retired Wisconsin police officer Mike Walter.
As a police officer trying to put away violent criminals, you deal with two kinds of prosecutors. Guys like Brad Schimmel, who gave big plea deals to rapists, domestic abusers, and even a man caught with child pornography. And someone like Susan Crawford, who made sure rapists, murderers, and abusers were behind bars so victims could get justice.
That's Susan Crawford, the former prosecutor who took violent criminals off our streets and the judge who kept them in jail. Take it from a cop.
When I walk in a courtroom, I want Judge Susan Crawford, and now we need her on the Supreme Court.
The truth is, extreme Brad Schimmel won't keep Wisconsin families safe. We need Susan Crawford, the common sense judge. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. CrawfordForWI.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Good-looking Wednesday, 32 degrees in Green Bay, 34 in Apton, 32 in Oshkosh.
You know, we were talking about the NFL and how much they are spending on the quarterback. And then, but I just want to hear what you have to think about this. So it's like the draft. The draft is coming. The draft is free. The draft is coming. The draft is free. I don't know. Did you see the VIP seating that you can buy a ticket for?
Here?
For the draft.
Okay, no.
$3,000.
I didn't know you could buy tickets.
Neither did I. I just read that yesterday.
Huh.
There's a buzz for the draft.
I mean, I know there were reserved sections, but I didn't know you could buy a ticket into it.
And so it's $3,000 something, then $650 for like Thursday night in that section.
Okay.
The prices range from $3,000 to $650 depending on the night.
Wow. $3,000.
Yeah.
To watch Goodell call out somebody's name. Wow. Okay.
Wow. Okay, predictions. Is that going to be a full? Is that area going to be full, Jim?
Probably have sponsors. You know, they're not going to have it empty because that wouldn't look good on TV.
I don't think Bob down the street here is going to pay $3,000.
But I will say this, though, Todd. The reason I mentioned
$3,000.
There's three. There's three levels. The highest is $3,000. The lowest. I hope I'm right with these numbers. And I got to read this. I shouldn't have brought this up.
I would think there's a good chance, though, that you're not.
The
third tier is $650, so that's quite a range. And the third tier is Thursday night at, but the second tier, and they didn't have the price in there, is sold out.
Wow,
I didn't know this. They didn't mention anything about that at that meeting I was at yesterday.
God, I hope I'm right on this. Huh. Did I dream this? I took one of those gummies last night.
There's a promo. Todd, if that's not a promo, I fail at your job.
I went to the dispensary, talked to those guys. So anyway.
Aren't they good guys?
Oh, man, that was fun.
They're the best.
You have that information somewhat correct. Yes, we just kind of looked it up. Ryan did some math on that.
Okay. So does it say the price of the second tier, Ryan?
It doesn't. It just mentions. Go ahead, Ryan.
The first round says it's $3,000, but the rounds after that says it's $650.
The third round is $650 on Thursday night. That's so I don't know what, but if it's, I don't know, would you pay $500 bucks to
$500? I guess
I don't know what the price.
I don't know that I would.
I don't know if I would. I mean,
because you can be there for free.
Well, there has to be like a really good reason. Like, hey, this kid from, you know, Green Bay, Notre Dame, is going to be drafted, and I'm good friends with his mom and dad, and he went to it, and maybe.
What are the perks going to be? Because you got to get something else in there, right?
$3,000, I think it's a meet and greet
with
some people, some pros, I think. Is that, Ryan, look at that. And is there free? I don't know if the food and drink is included. I don't. I just scan that.
I was just surprised. I'm generally fiscally conservative.
Yeah.
Some of the packages that offer tickets for day two in the rounds kind of sold out, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's car service. from Milwaukee or Green Bay airports and stuff like that.
I got to be honest, that's the one bugaboo I think that is a factor floating around out there. Nobody really has a handle on yet, is the parking. That's still kind of a thing.
Yet it's going to come down to if people are going to park on their lawn, they're going to go past Beamer. They're going to go quite. And how far do you want to walk?
Well, okay, we were talking about your place. You got a shop, an industrial type shop, whatever you want to call it. What is that, like 5 blocks?
Yeah.
About 5 blocks away. I think that if the weather is nice, I think, okay, it's basically from, you know, the Quick Trip on Lombardi?
Yeah.
To the stadium.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
That's walkable.
That's not bad.
No, I mean, it's filled up during the game, so
yeah,
it's right.
I want to do it on a, you know, late December 40-mile-an-hour winds in your
that's
face.
That's not mine. I mean, I absolutely...
No, but I mean, just saying distance-wise.
The guy who's managing that, the guy who leases that, is got it certified for RVs.
I know, but what I'm saying is distance-wise to walk.
Oh, people walk
I would
more
think
than
that.
That.
Well, that's what I mean.
Oh, yeah. I think...
But the weather's going to play into it,
yeah,
too. I mean,
right.
We just don't know. The weather could... This could be whole...
No question. We've seen it. I mean, you can see the type of storms we've had in April. Got to read some of our texts here. Rest in peace, Junior Bridgman. I know. In his mid-70s, great player for the Milwaukee Bucks back in the day. Boy, you know who... You know what's funny? I hate to say this, but I...
But you will.
I do. You know, I told you Lee Remmel, always a Packer public relations director, always had the most perfect saying in the world. Because Lee was the nicest guy in America, but he also had a big BS meter. Like we always talk about, you know, somebody who's being a phony. And he always had that, you know, his favorite comment was he starts to say hello when it's time to say goodbye.
Yeah.
Versus these guys were jerks. You know, he'd ask, hey, so-and-so wants to do an interview with him. Oh, tell him to go. You know, and Lee would, John, he's kind of busy right now. He's got a treatment. Yeah. He'd make up excuses for this. Well, then these guys could see the writing on the wall. Oh, the number one draft pick, this offensive lineman from Southern Cal. Well, all of a sudden, that guy that, you know, who wants to do an interview? Lee? Yeah, I'm available. That's exactly how it went. Yeah. The guy that's doing that right now, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, he's on every commercial you can see, looks very old, going to be honest with you, and he was the biggest jerk in the NBA when he played. Oh, he was terrible. To the media and everybody. And
well,
fans,
even
horrible.
The players.
Even like, other players.
I mean, Charles Barkley tells a story about how he went up to him in a situation and there's all these great
All-Star
players.
All-Star game.
Were, yeah.
A locker room of the All-Star game.
And he had never met him before he went up to talk to him and he was reading a paper. He goes, I'm busy now.
Oh.
He goes up, hey, excuse me, Mr. Jabbar, I think. Hey, man, what an honor it is to be here.
Yeah.
I'm busy. He goes back to reading his paper.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's a fellow teammate. That's
it was an all-star game teammate.
Yeah,
that's the way he was. He was really bad. And now he's on every commercial. He's doing all these things. And it's like, you know, why couldn't you have been like this back in the day when people appreciated you?
Yeah.
Got another text here. Tomlin had a hell of a run. Rodgers is going to take down another coach, Brian. Think about this. Wow. Favre took down Brad Childress.
Yeah.
Favre took down, I think it was Mangini with the Jets. Both ended up getting fired. What happened with Saleh in New York? Fired. Three coaches Packer quarterbacks have been fired after they played for him. Is that amazing?
Boy, that's amazing that the owner would take the... Because the owner's who's
cha-ching,
making the call. Right,
cha-ching,
yeah. Right.
Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Okay. When they see Aaron Rodgers, that's what they're thinking. So, that's just a discussion we had. Diva or the guy, bad guy off the field?
I can fix the bad guy.
Okay. I don't know these guys can be really bad.
I'm assuming it's marijuana. It's
really
just,
bad.
I'm not talking about any felony. I'm just talking about some misdemeanor stuff.
But I mean the guys, that, you know, with women and some of those things.
I'll go coach something else.
Yeah. We got another text here. I did see this, by the way. Did you see Billy Joel collapse on stage?
No.
Yeah. Did you see that, Tom?
Yeah, and he's going to be done for a while. It was just on the news this morning. He is having some operation and then has recovery time, so.
It looked bad.
Yeah.
What did he do? Did he throw his mic stand in the audience or
I'm
something?
Not sure.
He did something weird and then goes to walk back and just, I mean, collapses. I mean, he was down. Like, if somebody said he just had a massive heart attack and passed, you wouldn't have been surprised. That's what it looked like.
Right.
Yeah,
we're talking about athletes.
Maybe, hey, will you tell me if I become that guy?
John, let's have a discussion during the commercial break.
Are you sure?
I thought that was
you
done.
You could just say yes.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
So do farms or nonprofits that have been left in the lurch with unfulfilled contracts from the U.S. Department of Agriculture have any options? I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. Yes, they do. That's the short answer from Rachel Armstrong. She's an attorney with Farm Commons. Today, she is holding a special virtual seminar to try to give some pointers to farms and nonprofits that are holding contracts with the U.S. Department of Agriculture that have not been financially fulfilled. She said the process is fairly straightforward. Her first suggestion, call the USDA office where the contract originated and try to find out what's going on. She says it's very important that you get these details and responses in writing. And once you've gotten the answer, maybe it's time for an appeal.
That sounds very heavy. We know that that's a legal word, but USDA has something called the National Appeals Division, which is a fairly straightforward process to start an appeal. And it really does involve writing a letter saying, I want to appeal this decision. And the decision can be that you didn't pay my invoice. You know, you clearly seem to have decided not to pay my invoice because nothing has happened. You've decided not to reimburse me, and I'm going to appeal that process.
Rachel Armstrong, an attorney with Farm Commons, she said they've received a lot of calls from farms and nonprofits trying to figure out what to do next. They've got great resources that they're always updating on their website, farmcommons.org.
Steffens Group has been in the business of marketing farm construction, transportation equipment, and farm real estate at public auction for over 60 years. With locations across the Midwest and Rocky Mountain region, our team is readily equipped to handle any of your auction needs. Sell with confidence, knowing that our team of professionals prioritizes honesty, integrity, and outstanding service. Visit steffensgroup.com to find a representative near you and discuss your options for selling with Steffens today. steffensgroup.com, S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Goldlight provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation.
And while there might be challenges with USDA grants, the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection has announced that 9 projects have received approval for $800,000 in funding to optimize nitrogen use in farm fields. All the details available now at MidwestFarmReport.com. That's just a quick snapshot on food news for now. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 47 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 58 by Friday. Partly cloudy with a high of 63. Rain and wind on Saturday with rain eventually changing to snow late Saturday night into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Hi, Chef Grunder. Let's dive right into the machine shed. Fridays here mean all you care to have fried or broiled North Atlantic cod, or try our bone-in seasoned catfish lightly fried. More of a salmon lover? Choose between the machine shed's white wine sauce or apple bourbon glaze. Our sauteed savory shrimp will satisfy your taste buds with Old Bay seasoning and Asiago cheese. All great choices. Join us this Friday or every Friday for seafood worth savoring at the shed.
Fox River Drive, Appleton.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
How are the Trump policies going to affect agriculture? We'll find out with Zachiel Torres-Small, who was the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture in the Biden administration.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Zachiel Torres-Small, who was the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The Outagamie County Property Committee put a hold on the sale of the UW-Oshkosh Fox Cities campus following a closed session Tuesday night. County Executive Tom Nelson is a member of the Outagamie Winnebago County Committee handling the campus, which will close on June 30th. The committee requested three separate appraisals of the 43-acre property to understand its value. The Menasha Joint School District wants to purchase the campus to turn it into a child care center. Nelson said the original goal was to transfer the property from one public entity to another at no cost, but the committee felt that that might not be the best choice. And they would like to know the true value of the property before any decisions are made. Meanwhile, the Outagamie Winnebago County Committee did release a statement Tuesday in support of the Menasha Joint School District plan. Ice conditions continue to deteriorate throughout Northeast Wisconsin. People are advised to use extreme caution on the waters of Green Bay, the most common late-season ice areas. The ice can shift around due to wind and open water, causing more cracks and pockets of water in the ice. In addition to the thawing, the shipping lanes in the bay are about to reopen, which means the U.S. Coast Guard will begin icebreaking in the area. A Kewaunee County man died Monday after his tractor rolled over. Sheriff's officials say the accident happened in the town of Pierce when 48-year-old Sean Gao attempted to free a piece of equipment that was stuck. In the process, the tractor became unstable and rolled over. Gao was trapped under the tractor and sustained fatal injuries. The Kewaunee County Sheriff's Department are continuing their investigation. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app. As I mentioned, it's a big day. It's going to be 47 degrees here in downtown Green Bay, probably the same in Appleton and Oshkosh. Spring is in the air, though. I mean, it kind of is. You know what I mean? It's kind of got that feeling where it's like,
right.
You don't. It's not drudgery going. Actually, you know what the Monday. Most bizarre thing is? And your daughter lives like in the epicenter of this, it seems like. Okay, all winter, like fall, tornadoes, unbelievable ice storms, flooding in that state.
Are you talking about Tennessee?
Yeah. Now do you see what? Yeah. Unreal heat wave.
That's true.
And now they're worried about fires all over. Yeah. It went from frozen tundra down there to, oh my gosh, we got a heat wave that's coming through. That's crazy.
And that heat. I mean, heat's hot, but that's uncomfortable.
That's a different world.
Nothing moves. There's no water.
Todd, you're in Mississippi, right?
Yeah.
What was like an August day like in Mississippi?
That's humid, right?
Oh, my God.
Like crazy hot.
You'd literally, like, you'd be working at the station, right?
Yeah.
You were hot all the time. Even in air conditioning, you were warm. And you'd walk outside, let's say run to your car to grab something. By the time you ran out to your car, came back in, you were just drenched in sweat. Mm-hmm. And everybody always had a little scent to them. Always. It was scent just the way it was, you know?
Yeah. But I was talking to somebody that went down to, for track to, I think, Mississippi State. She was a runner. And when she came back and I said, she says, I got to be honest with you, I almost quit after like the first 3 days. We were having these workouts and we thought, well, we're doing it at 6 a.m, you know? And she was, I couldn't believe it was 6 a.m. in Starkville, Mississippi or wherever it was. Is the hottest Wisconsin's ever been. And she goes, everybody's like, oh, this is great running now. And she said, what's it going to be like if this is great? She said that she couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
But you know what? I will say this, though. There were a couple Packers back in the day. I remember this one year, it was just really hot during training camp. You know, it was like in the 90s for here. And I had guys from the South. I remember a guy, he played at Middle Tennessee State. Still remember his name, Bill Cherry. And he's like, man, I thought I grew up hot, but you can't breathe up here.
Yeah.
It was like the humidity. Humidity,
right.
And he said, I don't care if it's 100 degrees, but man, he said, it's like having a wet washcloth over your face.
Yeah.
We don't realize that.
Right. Whereas, and then they talk about a dry heat, still hot, but they're like in Vegas, that's super just dry.
Yeah.
It's hot when you get outside. Sometimes it's 110, but I don't know. You can walk in.
I remember doing this just to say we could do it. A Sunday afternoon, I was at Arizona State, and I was living in Mesa. It was 114. And we went outside and played pickup basketball just so we could say we played pickup basketball in 114-degree weather.
When you're a grandpa someday. You know.
Exactly.
When I was your age.
Back then, though, because of climate change, 114 isn't going to be a big deal.
Yeah, it'll be like, it's 135 today, Dad.
Yes. Grandpa, it's 127 today, and it's February. Yeah, but let me tell you something there. Yeah. But yeah, that we forget sometimes how humid it is up here, like in the Augusts of the world. But Todd, down there in the Mississippis.
It was horrible.
That's what I mean. It's a different type of something, huh?
Hated and it. We don't get, I mean, I just love the weather. We talked about it a lot over the last year, but we don't get a lot of days over 90. We really don't. I don't know, 6, 7. I just think, and you know, I don't know. It's just not that hot. But if you, Tennessee, I've told you that is so hot, and I can't sit in a house all day.
Yeah.
You know, that'd drive me nuts.
But remember growing up, we didn't have air conditioning growing up, right? How did we deal that? How did we deal
with
that?
Well, in the UP, that was 3 days a year.
I know.
362 days are great, and there's 3 days. It's, oh, my God, it's 78.
Well, yeah, ceiling fans, I think, is...
I don't think we had anything. I think we just opened the windows, and you just kind of...
It was just really... I just remember being miserable.
Yeah.
But that was the way life was.
Yeah.
Right? Driving in a car with your windows down because you didn't have air conditioning
in it. No, that's right.
Did they... They put fans, though.
We didn't have
square
any.
Ones.
In the windows?
I don't think they existed
really,
when I was a kid.
Just like sitting sometimes on the floor? I don't remember.
Well, yeah,
I don't
we had those. Yeah.
Because that.
We didn't have one.
Makes a difference if the air is moving because it's the humidity that sits. That's like.
No, I know. I agree with that. But any kind of indoor AC, nothing.
Yeah. I mean, we had a window conditioner or air conditioner for a few years. And then finally, my mom, it was like a big deal. They put in central air.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
That is a big deal.
Yeah.
You know. Another thing, though, too, is we're talking about, you know, back in my day, but one of the things that I'm still shocked that more people, I'm almost shocked that some coaches didn't go to prison for this. In my era, and again, I'm old enough, I can say in my day, I know there's a lot of guys listening that would agree with me, it's shocking that more, because people used to die on football fields in those days because coaches would not let you have water.
Yeah.
We would have one water break. It was just an old water fountain alongside the field, and the coach would stand there for a whistle and give you like 5 seconds.
Oh my God.
Beep. Beep. And if you didn't, you had to run. I mean, that's...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they wouldn't... They refused to give you water. And in some of those points, down south, they talk about that, where guys would just collapse, and you know what the coaches would do? Leave them. Let's move down the field. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, that would be like manslaughter, wouldn't it?
Well, I'll tell you, like just producing those games and stuff down there, there's constant water breaks.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
But years ago, they said you would cramp up.
Yeah.
They wouldn't give you water. In fact, there's that one picture of me looking like crazy man when I was in junior college, and people are like, what are you holding in your hand? It's an ice cube, because that's all we were allowed to have was an ice cube. And it's when you think of the dangers now of heat issues and how that can affect you for the rest of your life. That's kind of amazing.
It is. I'm wondering what changed. You know, did the medical community lean in more like Bellin does up here?
I would think, huh?
Did the parents start? Because parents didn't challenge coaches.
No, never. In my day, I've had coaches like tell priests. Me, parents drove me out, they'd call me, whatever, whatever. In my day, if a parent called the coach, you wouldn't play.
That I was going to say that.
You just won't play.
That really didn't happen.
And the coach would be like, yeah, you're right. Yep. Don't ever call me again. And, oh, by the way, you don't have to come to the game Friday. He won't be playing. That's what they would do. And nobody would do anything about it.
Okay.
Because I could never be a coach these days.
Well, that's why I think that's the big change. You know, you wonder why they're doing all this and treating them. But
yeah,
it's also a safety thing. I just don't know that safety was the only driver.
Took a long time for the safety part to come about, though. It really did. Yeah. Got another texter. How about the track relay person who used her baton to hit another runner in the head during a relay race? I saw that, too.
No, I didn't. Really?
Just smacked her across the head. You know, another thing I'm seeing every single day with basketball tournaments going on around the country, you can look this up, just YouTube it, whatever you want to call it, how many altercations there are with fans coming out of the stands now at high school basketball games and confronting officials and people like
high
that.
High school?
Yeah. Brian, if you're still listening, Brian, could you give us a call about that? Have you seen how many of those are happening? There was one, I think it was in Michigan, in southern Michigan. It's like a beer can came out and hit somebody a ref in the head, and he got like stunned. I mean, it's getting a little out of control with the fans towards officials.
it's going to be interesting. It'd be very sad if it turns into like a Jerry, like the fans encourage that kind of behavior.
I hope that Jerry Springer.
Yeah, you know how when it was confrontation.
Yeah, and they loved it.
They loved it, and I hope that would never happen in a stadium.
I hope not, but it's. I'm telling you, got a thing here. Things changed after Corey Stringer death. Corey Stringer died in 2001. I think that why you hate to say it, but I think that was the impetus in that
safety.
Yeah, because that's when they first started putting out those big. And when Mark Houston comes on this week, I want to talk to him a bunch about this. Those big tubs of just ice water. And guys would say it was torture, kind of. But, man, did that lower your body temperature right away.
Hmm.
Yeah. But that was a serious, serious thing. And you got to read this book. I've got a book called The Junction Boys, okay? Is when Bear Bryant took over as head coach at Texas A&M. And he took those. It took three buses to bring everybody to the camp. One bus to bring them all back. So many guys in the middle of the night would just sneak away and quit. There were times he would leave guys laying on the field, passed out. And he would tell everybody, go take a shower, leave him there.
Wow.
Yeah. Brutal.
That's a good word for it. That's what it is.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, got some text. This is from Brian. Yes, with an exclamation point. In Pennsylvania, huge fight. Got another one here from Terry. Remember when Mike McCarthy chased down an official at a high school game?
That is true.
Yep. Yeah, but that's, Brian, when you get a chance, we'd like to talk to you about that. Is that an ongoing thing around the country? Because, or is it one of those things where because of now everybody posts, you know, everybody's got their own, whatever, where back in the day, a TV camera would have had to have captured it. You know, did all this stuff happen before?
So they get likes, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or is it just coming to the surface now?
I don't know, John. Those are good questions.
Yeah. So, Brian, let us know. All right. So there.
We're just resetting our phones, so he'll be calling in here just in a second.
Happy. Today, March 12th, Plant a Flower Day. I was going to do that.
Yeah, I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember last year when you guys did the apple blossom trees?
Yeah.
Yes.
Babs has reached out again. She'd love you guys to go out there and plant another tree.
Absolutely.
We're happy to do that. That's right on Apple Way or something.
Those guys called me. They said, hey, you looking for part-time work? You seem to have these skills.
I think
for agriculture and things.
That's not what the manager told me, because I think you were looking for a job last year.
Might have been a different guy. Might have been a different guy.
Okay.
Today's Girl Scout Day. God bless the Girl Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
Alfred Hitchcock Day. Still love all his stuff. All his stuff.
God, are you kidding? Absolutely.
You know what is the greatest thing in the world?
And when you, black and white. And, right?
When you watch a classic movie that you've heard about for 50 years, and you've never seen it and you watch it. North by Northwest with Cary Grant. Alfred Hitchcock. Still great. I love those old movies. The Birds.
Oh, my God. The Birds.
Oh.
Has there been a better movie? I don't think so. I
still get nervous when I'm in a phone booth and a crow is in there with me.
And when you saw that movie, you were what, 12?
Attacking my face. Oh, I bet like 6. Really young. I came out in the 50s?
No.
Didn't it? No?
I think it's a little bit later than that. But anyway, you just never, sometimes you forget a movie. You'll never forget that movie.
No.
You see it once.
And
it's like,
if it's on, I'm watching.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, man. Could never figure out why that guy, just because a bird was after him, he had to run his car into that gas station,
know,
into the tank,
cigarette.
And the whole thing blows up.
I mean, once you
and
do
he
that,
lights
though?
A cigarette, right at the same time.
I know. That.
Come on. Come on.
But it was cool.
Actually, remember who the second billed actress was, who I've always thought was really hot, and that, of course, was great in the TV show? Suzanne Plachette. She was his girlfriend, the main guy, Rod Taylor. She was a school teacher on the island.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to live on an island like that, too. Wouldn't that be awesome? Take the rowboat across the bay. I'm going to do that.
What did we say?
You got Brian?
He is standing by, yes.
Okay.
We got 1 minute.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said, all right, very good.
You want to?
Oh, yeah. Is Brian there?
He is there.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, John. How are you?
Good. Hey, my question was, have these things been happening through history and they're just now being captured on cell phones, or is this a whole new trend, which is very disturbing?
These fights in the audience.
I think people are getting a little more aggressive with it. Around here, we don't see it very often. I think in my many years of officiating in football, I've had to eject one player for aggressive behavior like that, and I think we've had one incident where I was doing a middle school basketball game in the area. But the athletic directors are pretty direct with dealing with it. So,
Brian, can you hang on?
I also don't do basketball because they're so much closer than for football.
Brian, hang on for 1 minute, buddy. Brian Mills, back after this.
Needed someone to understand my ups and downs.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS. In Wisconsin's Supreme Court election, your family's safety is on the line. Just ask retired Wisconsin police officer Mike Walter.
As a police officer trying to put away violent criminals, you deal with two kinds of prosecutors. Guys like Brad Schimmel, who gave big plea deals to rapists, domestic abusers, and even a man caught with child pornography. And someone like Susan Crawford, who made sure rapists, murderers, and abusers were behind bars so victims could get justice.
That's Susan Crawford, the former prosecutor who took violent criminals off our streets and the judge who kept them in jail. Take it from a cop.
When I walk in a courtroom, I want Judge Susan Crawford, and now we need her on the Supreme Court.
The truth is, extreme Brad Schimmel won't keep Wisconsin families safe. We need Susan Crawford, the common sense judge. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. CrawfordForWI.com.
Ready.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Sturgeon Spirits in Oshkosh, Timekeeper Distillery in Green Bay and Wausau, and Ledge Rock Distillery LLC in Eden. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you in my life. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went,
hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor. We got Brian Miltz, who's president. Are you president of the Officiating Association, sure. Brian? Brian?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you president of the association?
I'm the vice president.
Vice president.
But I'm not speaking for the association.
I understand that. As you, just as a guy. But what I was saying is they have gotten a little more aggressive, fans have, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, you're seeing some of the stuff nationally. Around here, we don't run into it very often. I think a lot of times it's lower level tournaments. You know, it's youth. You know,
well, AAU
you see a lot of AAU type of stuff, and where they're doing a lot more. I don't do it in this area. I don't do AAU basketball at all, but so I don't know what it's like here. You don't hear too much of it, but all those YouTube clips and stuff you're seeing, it's usually the younger the kids, the more. Adamant the coach, not the coaches, the fans are.
Oh,
so
that's a good point.
From just what I've seen. So as their kids, you know, as they've had more experience with their kids as athletes, they usually hopefully grow up a little bit.
You know, Brian, in all the games, all the football games I've done, I've only seen one issue with a fan, and it was at a playoff game a couple of years ago. I think Mark Houston was with us. Might have been that game in Ripon, that playoff game. But anyway, I think the police took out one of the parents' dads. Like, they stopped the game type of thing because something was going, because he was getting into it so bad with, I don't know if he was going after one of the coaches. I can't even tell you what team it was. Maybe Ted would remember better than I or Mark Houston. That's the only incident I've ever seen. But I will say, and I agree with you, at the sporting events around here, there's quite the police presence. Brian, we were doing that game at Kakana this past year, and during a timeout, two kids ran completely across the field. Just, you know, in my day, they would have been streakers type of thing. But two kids ran onto the field to kind of screw around. The next thing you know, and they ran, and these kids were athletic. I mean, they sprinted, climbed over the cyclone fence like nothing, flipped over and started running. Within seconds, there were three police cars with the blue lights on chasing those kids down the road.
And that's a big parking lot. And
yes.
I'm surprised the kid from Kakana and the horse that just go after him after, you know, they do their pregame thing, chase after him. So,
yes.
Yeah, I don't see it very often here, and good. The athletic directors handle it well, but I think a lot of it's, you're seeing it on YouTube and stuff where it's going with that, but I, don't see as much, but like I said, I do football, basketball. You're so close. I appreciate the guys who do that because they are right on top of you when you're officiating that. So, I don't know if I added anything to the show here, John.
No, that's great. It's good to know that around here, that's not happening. But I agree with you. There's always a big time police and volunteer presence at the sporting events I've been a part of around here.
Brian, do you ever?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
I was wondering if you ever get involved with this guy's, this fan is right in basketball, so close to you and yelling at you and yelling. Do you turn around and say, do you engage them at all, ever?
I'll say no. I mean, there's been times, I've had one incident and it was a very low level basketball game in the area where I was going to hold off the game until a parent left because he was just harassing a kid after he received a technical, and then the mom stormed on the court after and yelled at me.
Wow.
Asked me my name, and I gave her a fake name. And well, told her name's John Mino.
Yeah, tell John Mino.
Right. Oh, okay.
Tell her, give me a call. Give her my home number. Yeah. We'll have a nice discussion.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Brian. Right, take care. Go ahead. Good. See you. Get to class.
Yeah, he's at school.
Got a text here. Gatorade was a game changer. That's true. Mr. Gentile, Dominic Gentile, one of the greatest guys I've ever met in sports, brought some to Westy Pier that he got from the Florida Gators. Randy, wow. Man, I remember that was a big thing when Gatorade came out. I mean, it was like, whew. Because the only thing we had close to it was Kool-Aid with two cups of sugar poured in. Got another text here. I was at a game 2 weeks ago. Coach's dad got tossed by the official. Wow. I remember a situation. It was an event I was a part of. It was a 3-on-3 Gus Macker-type basketball tournament in Manitowoc, okay? And it's for Holy Family Hospital, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had a great friend of mine, Dale Race, who is assistant coach at UW Green Bay. I asked Dale, would you help out and, like, ref the championship? You know, add some big time whatever to thing. And about halfway through the game, I saw him take his whistle off and go and hand it to somebody in the stands. Here. You can do a lot better job than I can, obviously. Go ahead, you take it.
Right.
And it's, I mean, embarrassing. Hell of a guy. But the guy does.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's an outdoor tournament.
Right.
We're playing in a park.
Yeah.
And this is a big time Division I coach to do that. You know what I mean? It's like, I loved it with Dale. And, you know, Dale's about 6'5.
I mean, that's pretty cool to embarrass him.
He
kind of
like
bit.
Stood over the guy.
Right.
Who was,
right.
Know.
Right. Yeah. I'm glad to hear Brian say that. That's not a big thing around here.
Yeah, that is. That's great. But like I'm saying, the schools do a really great job. Like I said, there were three cop cars so fast, it was incredible.
Yeah.
You know, chasing those people down.
It was interesting that Brian kind of said it's sometimes younger. It's more the youth.
Yeah.
But then
they're just screwing around, you know, the kids.
I think it's the adults that.
You know, no
this
question.
Guy just said the coach, of the dad of the coach,
oh,
right, was the
yeah.
guy that got tossed. So, yeah, I think a lot of emotion built up in
oh,
there.
Oh, there is.
Apparently, Ryan's dad got tossed once.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, a couple of years ago, my little brother, the umpires for baseball, they were kind of having a one-sided game, and my dad had said a couple of choice words. And
really? They threw him out?
Yeah.
I wonder if some sports are stricter than others. You know what I mean? Like, I won't tolerate that. Use the F word. You do this. I think if they're picking on a player, that's much worse than picking on a coach.
I agree. You can't pick up. That's mortal sin.
That's what you just talk about.
Yeah, you don't go after an athlete. You don't get on athletes.
15, 16, you don't know you're going to do that.
So. Yeah.
Interesting topic. I just, you know.
I
think we have to get very strict right away, and I think
but
it will
people,
take care of itself.
People have been bad. I shouldn't say bad. People, when you get that emotion going. I remember one time I heard a story in the UP.
You, John?
Where this star player got a girl pregnant. And everybody thought he should be kicked off the team. And he wasn't. So they had a tournament game.
No.
And you know what all the opposing fans did?
No.
Showed up with baby dolls and waved them every time he was at the free throw line.
Wow.
I'm just being honest.
Okay, well.
CUP for you. Back up this way.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Everyone is Irish for a week in one Northeast Wisconsin city. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. All the blarney as we celebrate St. Patrick's Day on the next new Wisco weekend.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More job cuts in Washington, this time at the Department of Education. 1,300 positions to be eliminated. Steel and aluminum tariffs going into effect today. As for the overall U.S. economy, President Trump says he's not worried. Here's ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
Trump vowed to make the economy better on day one, but now he says the U.S. is in transition.
Yeah. Do you think there will be a recession?
I don't see it at all. I think this country is going to boom. But as I said, I can do it the easy way or the hard way. The hard way to do it is exactly what I'm doing, but the results are going to be 20 times greater.
Wall Street gets a new report on inflation today, which could ease concerns or raise more concerns about where the economy is headed.
This morning, Dow futures are up around 220 points. There was a shooting outside the normally crowded Terminal 2 at O'Hare Airport in Chicago overnight. One person's hospitalized and one is being questioned. This is ABC News.